I want to talk to you about the second reading of Paul to the Philippians. And Paul, in most of his letters, tried to reach out to the communities that he had started about loving one another. We here in assembly should also show that love for one another. If someone should say, what is the problem with the church? It is not God or Jesus, but the human presence in it. Because why? Us humans, we have our ways of thinking, our own idiosyncrasies, our likes and dislikes. You know, we're the ones that say that, well, I don't care about this, or I'll do that, or nobody's going to tell me what to do. Paul was afraid of that. He was afraid of division in the communities. That's why he tried to stress about loving one another, being patient with one another, understanding one another, and being there for one another. I want to read a short story that demonstrates the importance of the family being together and considering yourself a family being here in the church. How it's important not to look yourself as a loner, but part of a group, part of a family. The title of the story is called The Silent Sermon. A member of our church who previously had been attending service regularly stopped going. After a few weeks, the pastor decided to visit him. It was a chilling evening. The pastor found the man at home alone, sitting before a blazing fire. Guessing the reason for his pastor's visit, the man welcomed him, led him to a comfortable chair near the fireplace, and waited. The pastor made himself at home, but said nothing. In the gray silence, he contemplated the dance of the flames around the burning logs. After some minutes, the pastor took the fire tongs, carefully picked up a brightly burning ember, and placed it to one side of the fireplace all alone. Then he sat back in his chair, still silent. The host watched all this in quiet contemplation. As the one amber flame flickered and diminished, there was a momentary glow, and then its fire was no more. Soon it was cold and dead. Not a word had been spoken since the initial greeting. The pastor glanced at his watch and realized it was time to leave. He slowly stood up, picked up the cold, dead amber, and placed it back in the middle of the fire. Immediately, it began to glow once more with the light and warmth of the burning coals around it. As the pastor reached the door to leave, his host said, with the tears running down his cheek, "Thank you so much for your visit, and especially for that fiery sermon. I will be back in church next Sunday." Sometimes, by saying little, you say a lot. In this way, the pastor showed the man the importance of him being with the group, being one in fellowship with the assembly at the church. That by being alone, he could become cold and die and separate himself from God. But being with the assembly, he receives the warmth and love from all around us, and his fire within him and his thirst for God will grow more. This is what our thirst should be right now. We should be hungering for the birth of Jesus coming. We should be looking out for those who have no one and bringing them from the cold to the warm love of our community. We should always be there for everyone. So this one, everyone feels welcome when they come here. Let us pray. Oh God, that my amber be a fire for others, a warmth for others, a place for others. Through the Holy Spirit, guide me to bring the words to others and the love to others as Jesus brought us. Amen. Now, I want to introduce Sister Pat, who has a message for everyone here.